We've discussed by entanglement. We've discussed by emotion. And then we discussed a little bit more about discontenting yourself. I've got about four different subjects tonight. And so if I sound a little discombobulated, that's why. Eternal by conduct. And then coming up is eternal by experiencing and eternal by minding. What does any of that mean to anybody? I'll take anybody's answer. Doesn't mean anything to anybody. We'll just forget it and hang up.
Of course not. Eternal by conduct, that means...
Well, let me put it this way. What does eternal by mean? What are we talking about? Oh, nobody does know. Well, I kind of felt that was probably true.
Roger?
Huh?
I think we did.
You think you do what?
Yeah, I'll teach him to come on first.
Does anybody want? Is anybody?
Oh, there he is.
We've been here.
Who are we talking about? What's going on?
They lost you for a minute.
Okay, we're here. Are you there?
Okay. Yep, I'm here.
What does it mean to say eternal by? If I were
eternal.
To...
Eternal.
What am I... What is it? What does eternal by mean? What is that? What's going on?
I think it's kind of a facet of eternal and what it would look like in particular or in within a certain context.
Well, that doesn't say much. I mean, I don't understand what you said. I don't understand at all what you said.
Well, that eternal by conduct, eternal by emotion, eternal by discontenting myself, are all an aspect of or a window into what eternal can look like.
Patrick, if I was to offer you today at a special bargain price, but wait, I'm not finished yet. I can give you two for one. Okay, now if I were to offer you a special price just for tonight, you could be eternal. What would you be willing to pay for that? Shipping and handling included.
Shipping and handling included. I don't know. That seems like a nonsensical question. I'd be glad
Why?
To live it.
Why? You don't believe you're eternal. So I'm saying if I... When we say eternal by, you don't believe you're eternal. What the hell are we talking about here? Now, I'm saying, if I were to offer you to really be eternal, what are you willing to pay for that? Anything?
Well, here I think there's a setup here.
Probably.
You want me to pick, go down a line of this or that, and I don't want to go down that line. I want to add eternal to my realization at the moment.
So, what you want to do is you want to maintain Pat and for Pat to be eternal. Is this correct?
Well, I don't know that if it's Pat.
Well, why not? You wanted to add eternal to your realization. Then what realization are you adding it to?
I'm adding that to that my awareness of myself, and so far as you're absolutely correct that it's been largely focused in the physical existence, but I'm prepared to add to my awareness of myself as an eternal being.
Are you willing, would you be willing to change yourself as a personal being, or do you want to change your doing or your thinking or your habiting or your emotioning, or hope that the world will change so that you as a personal being could then be eternal?
I don't think any of those fit. I firmly see a way in which I can expand my awareness and realization of myself to include eternal.
Well, then please explain it, because everybody that's listening in wants to know.
Yeah, okay. I think that we've gone through all kinds of exercises up to and including our eight things we'd be proud of, and I think that there are ways on top of that, but let's just stay with that one for a moment, that if I take the list of eight things that I'm proud of, I have the opportunity to see those things, change my position on them, and see them from the point of view of an eternal being, and what those proud items say about.
Well, take the first one, anyone, give me an example, so we don't say all of those things and everything and all of that. We're speaking too many alls there. Take anyone.
Okay. I'm really proud of being able to write my position papers or briefing notes that I prepare for my clients on issues and matters that we're dealing with the government. Those briefing notes have to be very carefully crafted and very, very tight, specific to the subject matter at hand, and I'm really proud about being able to do that.
Okay, now if we list that as number one, we say, okay, that's your eternal self. Are we okay?
Yes. And I have to interrupt here. I might munch a bit. Karen made some really fresh oatmeal cookies.
Stuff it, kid.
Good for you. Okay.
Yes.
You're not allowed to eat oatmeal. Not allowed to eat oatmeal cookies while you're talking about this. So how does all that, now then, here we have you very succinctly putting your position papers out there and writing that and giving that to your clients. What has that got to do with eternal buy?
Let's see. That's an opportunity to see and understand myself as an eternal being.
Would you be willing to give up yourself to be an eternal being? That was my question. What would you pay for that special price this week only?
The price I'd be willing to pay...
With myself or the himself, you mean personal self?
I don't know. Just whatever the question seems to mean.
I'd be willing to give up the limited notion of myself as a personal being.
But you wouldn't give up yourself?
Hell no.
You wouldn't give up yourself to be an eternal being?
No, I would expand myself to include eternal being.
You wouldn't give up yourself as an eternal being, to be an eternal being. If you expand yourself to include, then all you're doing is maintaining that to include an awareness of other than Pat, or a greater awareness of Pat. Would you be willing to give up Pat?
Raj, why is it necessary?
It doesn't matter. I'm asking him. How about you, Mr. Andrew? Would you be willing to give up Andrew in order to be an eternal being? This is the point of the whole thing. How can you be an eternal by all of these reasons if you're eternal? You don't think you're eternal now. So, what would you be if you were an eternal being?
Would I be?
Yeah. Who or what would you be if you were an eternal being? What makes you think that when I ask you if you would be an eternal being, that you would be you?
I had an experience of that once, and I would say, I would agree with you, it's kind of like the actor underneath Andrew, that's who it is. So it's not really Andrew, but it sort of is.
Would you be, you don't want to change to be eternal, you want, I'll change my thinking, or I'll change my emotions, or I'll change my conduct, then I'll be aware that I'm an eternal being. Well, maybe then you'd be aware that you're, as an eternal being, you're an entirely different being. Then what?
Well, I think that's the case. And I guess if hanging on to the part that I'm playing as Andrew is preventing me from that awareness, I guess I would be willing to give it up, but I'm hesitant.
How about you, Patrick?
Well, I'm still not 100% sure that giving up anything is really what is the way to go.
Wait a minute. Let's assume that you used to live out in where?
Hey, I want to take this on, Raj, can I?
Sure.
Okay, so Pat, from the perspective that I was just starting to look at it, okay, so I give up my identity as Andrew, and I have then an awareness of myself as an eternal being, but Andrew-ness, or the role of Andrew, or the awareness of Andrew that I can play is still there. But I'm not relating myself to that so wholly and limitedly.
What
Maybe
if it's
I also have awareness. What?
What if it's not there?
What if it's not there?
Yeah. You see, if you really listen to your words, you twisted everything around to maintain Andrew. What if I say to you?
Well, I was trying to acknowledge the whole awareness that Andrew doesn't disappear.
Why not?
That's
right. You want to hang on to Andrew. I'm asking you, special price this week, if you would become an eternal being, would you be willing to give up Andrew?
Maybe I don't know enough about what eternal being is to jump at that offer.
Well, wait a minute. You added onto the site about this give up, don't give up stuff. This is what kind of brings this up. Where are we in this eternal self? For instance, does everybody out there, have you read Ruth Montgomery's book years ago from the 70s about walk-ins?
No, but you've talked about it.
It's like when, according to her, when somebody decides to give up their body, then another entity takes over that body and becomes an entirely different person in that same body. Would you be willing to be an entirely different person in the body of Pat, or the body of Andrew, or the body of Susan, or Simone, or whomever, Gina, whomever? Would you be
Roger, I think my answer seems to be no, because there's no value for me in that.
Why?
Because I'm not around. There's no value for me. Why bother?
What about past life regression? aren't are those other bodies or whatever?
Sure. If there's a past life regression, then that means you gave up that past life to be Andrew today or to be Sally today. You gave it up.
So you could have a bunch of personal selves in past lives, even realizing that past life regression. You're still eternal being, but you can have these multiple personal selves, if you will. That's the best way I can explain it.
But then, if that's the case...
You're saying that that's not there.
No, I didn't say any of that. I just said, are you, like, we could follow her reasoning. Would you be willing to give up your present only personal self to be an eternal being?
Sure.
Well,
I'm saying yes.
Well, isn't that the point of even having an awareness in past life regression?
Let's assume that's the case, but you don't presume that. What you presume is that there is a soul or an eternal self that goes on and plays out these various charades at one time or another. It's like Glenn Ford plays all of these cowboy or whatever parts, and you're treating yourself as Glenn Ford, and then you play that part in that movie and this movie and this movie and this movie. What if that's not true? What if you have to be an entirely different person or an entirely other person in your body today in order to be eternal or even to have the awareness of your eternalness? Would you do that?
Well, I think it'd be interesting. I can't imagine. It's hard to imagine the me that's talking now as something else without me there talking now.
I'm not asking you how. I'm just asking you whether.
Sure. I think, let's consider it. I'm not saying I want to, but let's consider it. I'll consider it.
So your answer is no. If you had terminal cancer, Sally, you had terminal cancer, and I said to you, I will cure you tomorrow if you are willing to be someone entirely different. Would you take the cure?
Wow.
I guess you're going to die anyway.
Hypothetically, yes.
Hypothetically, yes.
Well, I think it's just that part of such the attachment to this personal self, this body, that I can't wrap around, whether it's languaging or anything else, the concept of without the body, personal self.
May I interrupt again?
Yeah, please.
Would somebody just answer my question and shut up and stop qualifying it by saying, I don't know how to do that. Maybe I'm going to tell you how to do that.
Yes, I'm willing to do it.
Thank you.
This is Anne. Tell me, Anne.
Thank you, Anne.
Okay.
Now, here is the problem that all we've done all along is this has never, ever come up. We talk about changing yourself, but that doesn't mean you don't mean to be in changing yourself to be a different person. But I'm asking you, would you be willing to be an entirely different person?
Sure.
I don't understand.
What does that mean?
I mean, following last week's discussion, I'm kind of like, a little confused.
Well, tell me what you're confused about. I've only asked one question.
Okay.
One question confuses you?
Last week.
What?
Yes, because I think last week I followed you into you're the same person, only a different point of view. I'm just confused that now we're saying you give up you and you're a different person.
It's Andrew, different listen person. To this.
Yeah. All right.
I'm trying to advance everything I'm saying one step at a time. If you won't even consider eternal being like being eternal, then you certainly would not even take the next step of being an eternal being. Now, would you?
I will trust you on that. I don't know, but okay.
Yeah, because when we did Resplendent, Eternal, Personal, we were still the ones that could move from here to there to there. So it was still me doing that, or Karen doing that, moving from each perspective.
And once you do that, what you really want to do is you want to continue.
Right.
I recognize that.
Right.
Yes.
What if you can't continue?
This has been our problem since late 2010.
Yeah,
I don't disagree with that. So I'm asking you to answer my questions. I'm not asking you how you do that.
Right.
I'm asking you, would you be willing to take my offer?
Yes.
It's only it's only this week. It's a special this week.
Okay.
And you can have two for one. What?
Hey, Raj, why can't some of us just say no and have you build the case?
Yeah, anybody can say no, but that's the point. In this regard, and your struggles in life are because you've said no, and nobody has ever dealt with this issue.
Yep.
I'd say everybody has dealt with it by avoiding the shit out of it.
That's right. And then the alternative that they are given doesn't work. It's got so many holes in it, it's impossible to even discuss. And I want to hear something out of Pat by now.
Well, I got a pretty good idea that I'm the blue glove on the hand, and I'm really confused about, I absolutely appreciate that Pat, when Pat's done, he's done. It's gone. I don't continue.
No, I want you to be the purple glove. I want you to change blue glove to purple glove. Would you be willing to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, sure, okay. I'll change colors. I can do that.
No, I didn't say that. I don't want you to just change colors. This is not a coloring contest. When you put on the purple glove, you are a purple person. You're no longer a blue person.
Okay, I'll go with you. Let's go talk about purple person.
Okay. Roger,
it's Anne. Yeah, go ahead.
So, I'm just so I can understand, is the question, you're presented with some kind of terminal situation, and you come along and say, hey, if you're willing to change, are you willing to change yourself and, to have a cure? Am I saying that right?
No, what I'm saying here, Anne, is this. Your body has a problem, and blue glove has a problem. Would you be willing to be purple glove?
Do you have to change? Do you have to have it, give up this body and get a new one in order to do that?
I didn't ask you to discuss how we do that. I asked you, would you be willing to give up the being the blue glove? Would you be listen carefully a minute. Let me explain this for a minute. What religion has said essentially is that you are a spiritual being, and that implies the sense that you have a soul, that your soul is that eternal spiritual being. Would you be willing to give up that soul for another soul? The very heart and soul of yourself, would you give it up?
Sure, why not? Good.
So let's go through the thing and either get some yes, no's, or who the hell cares comments, because like I said, I had a bunch of things that I wanted to talk about tonight. And because I'm talking about eternal by conduct. And when we talk about eternal by conduct, we then have to talk about what you do. Can I talk to you then about, let's say, changing your awareness of yourself? Supposing I did that. Supposing I said, oh, stop just feeling good or looking for happiness or trying to find this, that, and the other thing. What if you were willing to change your conduct?
Yeah.
The question that comes up is the following. What would you do with your memories?
Part of what you said got lost, Roger.
I said if you changed yourself by conduct. Let's say, for instance, there's that puppet and the blue hand in the puppet has done a whole lot of stuff. And supposing then the puppet did more blue-handish sort of stuff. How would you change your being a blue hand in that regard? How would you change your memories to be somebody entirely other? If you've got a terminal illness and that means that they can't do anything about it, that's it. Sayonara. Goodbye. See you next week. Oh, no, I won't see you next week. But maybe if I could get you to change the very heart and soul of yourself, the blue hand of yourself, to be a purple hand, maybe that purple hand would change you physically in such a way that you're terminal today and eternal tomorrow, and not terminal tomorrow. What if that's a possibility? It's never, ever come up before that I'm saying, if it were a possibility, would you be willing to take that on? Now, I got news for you. You're all terminal.
I've noticed.
Yeah. It may be.
And I'll become eternal. Eternal.
or something like that. Eternal. So, now I'm just asking, for the sake of discussing here, in any of these kinds of situations,
Roger, what other option do we have? It has to be yes.
No, it doesn't have to be yes. It doesn't have to be yes at all. It can be no. Who I am is what I want to be. And that's it. Goodbye. Sayonara. Look, let's start with this. Is it possible for you, if we're going to talk about, right, I told you I had four different things I want to discuss. One is change and a whole lot of other stuff. Is it possible that everything that has ever occurred to you has occurred in memory, not in time?
Yeah.
Is that a reasonable thing to consider?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
In other words, then we come up to the fact, what are we going to do with these damn memories? If I change myself, I have memories of being myself when I was 6 years old and 17 and 27 and on and on and on. What am I going to, how can I change if I don't change my memories? Oh, yeah, you remember, everybody says the past is gone. You can't do anything about that. You're screwed. The future hasn't gotten here yet, so you got to live in the now. If that's the case, yeah, you are screwed. But what if you could, in fact, change the past? And in order for you to be a purple hand within a glove, within a puppet, you would have to have entirely different memories, would you not?
Yeah.
Say the last part again?
Yeah. What?
No, just please say the last part again.
I said if you're now going to be a purple hand in a puppet, then you have to have an entirely different set of memories than blue hand in a puppet. Because you have only blue hand puppet memories. If you're going to be a purple hand, how in the hell are you going to have purple hand memories in the puppet? The puppet remains the same, but the hand changes. What do you do?
You know, that seems to imply that the self I think I am is all just memory-based, not a fact.
Andrew,
yeah.
There is to a certain degree that, but that's a not issue. I'm just asking you, what would you do to change those memories?
Blue hand starts doing red hand activities and beliefs, then it becomes the purple hand. And I mean that seriously. I mean, if the blue hand starts acting and being and thinking and imaging in a new way, then doesn't the blue hand transform into the purple hand? I mean, why do you have to wipe out?
Because if I give you a way for you to transition yourself into sort of being a purple hand, you still have blue hand memories, and they will always, always interfere.
I can see that, yep.
So,
sure.
It sounds good to say that, Anne, but you won't mute yourself or transform yourself into purple hand because you will always be struggling against blue hand memories.
But if we're always reigning the universe and starting again and all that stuff, what's the difference?
What do you, I don't understand what you said. What you're trying to do now is avoid the question by saying, what difference does it matter? It matters a great deal.
Yeah. True.
Are you with us, Patrick, or have you left us?
No, I'm sitting here thinking it's about time I asked you or mentioned it, that you've obviously thought of something. Could you tell us what that is?
Not until I get some affirmative answers out of somebody. I'm not going to have you sit there and sandbag.
I don't want to sandbag. I at the moment, I cannot conceive any way of taking some action that turns me into an entirely different person.
I didn't ask you to consider how to do it. This is the fourth time I've said stop talking about that and answer my question.
I've answered it, and you just said, how do you think we could do that?
I agree. That's what I heard.
What?
So we don't know the question now, Roger. I thought the last thing you said was how, and now you're saying that's how. I'm sorry. Please just catch us all up here.
Here's the question.
Yeah.
if you, from those who came to the seminar, were a blue hand in a body, and the only way your body has a terminal illness, and the only way that you could resolve your body's terminal illness, has everybody got that okay so far? They got that image going?
If you cannot
deal with your body and fix the body, because everybody said, hey, it's terminal, that's it, sayonara, goodbye. If the only way you could fix that in any regard is to quit being a blue hand but be a purple hand in that same body, would you do that?
I think I said yes.
Yes, me too.
Andrew? Yeah. Sally? Susan? Gina?
I say yes.
Yes.
We got some hangers backer.
Yes.
Okay. Then I said the following problem is, no matter what I might tell you to do to start with in terms of conduct, you know, up to now we've just talked about reason yourself this way, or through entanglement, or through your emotions, you could change your blue-handish sort of way. I'm now asking you, would you be willing to go the next step and change even from being the blue hand to being a purple hand?
Yes.
Are you willing to sell your soul?
Yes.
Whew. Then I said the following, no matter what I might tell you to do in a beginning sort of way, is what we've been talking about, eternal by, do these things. No matter what I tell you to do, what to do, the problem is always going to be is that you are going to carry blue hand and glove and body memories.
Yep, that's true.
Yeah.
And those memories are going to interfere with your becoming a purple hand in a puppet.
That's right.
You don't have to overcome them. Would you be willing to change every memory of importance that you have?
Yes.
See how much simpler this goes along when you just answer the simple question? Now, if I'm going to say this in this way, I'm not doing this like Obama, who hinted at all sorts of things and promised a lot and did nothing. But you've got to go along with understanding what I'm saying in order to get there. I have, under eternal by conduct, it takes two aspects or more, at least, for you to understand this. One aspect, you have been told time and time again. And the first aspect that I want to talk about is, if then you're willing to do this, then if you wanted to say something in whatever it is, if you want to say something to somebody, would you be willing to then decide?
Yes.
What?
You just got an echo.
It was an echo.
Oh, I don't know. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, there was an echo when you then wondered what it was.
Okay. So, if you were going to say something, would you be willing to decide what you wanted to say and then ask yourself, would I be willing to say that eternally, on the presumption that everything that a blue hand or an eternal being would say would only be those things that that eternal being would be willing to say eternally. Isn't that right? Isn't that reasonable?
That's reasonable, yes.
Yes, yeah.
And if the answer is no, then don't say it. Choose something else. If the answer is yes, you'd be willing to say it eternally, would you then be willing to ask yourself, would I be willing to have that be said to me at any time, eternally? Are we okay with this?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you all have heard this before, but this, you know, this is kind of like Paul Harvey, and I'm going to give you the rest of the story. Whew. And if the answer is yes, I'd be willing to have people say that to me all the time, anytime, forever, eternally. Then go ahead and say whatever it is you're going to say. If you are willing to do something, go kick ass. Would you be willing to say, would I be willing to do that eternally, kick ass? Well, yeah, sure. Would it be okay for everybody else to kick ass with you? Oh, no. Well, then don't do it. If you're an eternal being, what you do is done eternally, and what is done to you is done to you eternally. We okay with this?
Yes. This is still the first aspect.
What?
This is still the first aspect.
I'll tell you when we move on.
Okay.
I'm trying to get, see, I've only got, so up to now, I've only gone that far into saying, okay, Simone, would you even be willing to consider acting or conducting yourself and life today in this way? If your answer is no, well then, hell, you don't want to be an eternal being. An eternal being says what she says and is willing to say that eternally and have that said to her eternally. If you are not willing to go by that standard, if you want to go by a standard that says, oh, well, you got to say the right thing and do the right thing, I have no idea how you ever figure that out, but if you'd rather go by a right-wrong standard, well, okay, but then you will never conduct yourself or are willing to conduct yourself as an eternal being. That's as far as we've gone. Now, up to now, under conduct, this is a way of conducting yourself in life, in making sure that the actions and words that you are following and doing are those that you would be willing to do and live as an eternal being. Is that okay?
Yes.
In other words, you're not considering the consequences. You're only considering the actions themselves. Is that okay?
Yes.
I got one yes. Any, got any other yeses out there?
Yeah.
It is. I'm answering for everybody. There
they are. Okay.
Thank you. So that means have a checkpoint.
Rather than right or wrong, rather than right or wrong or good or bad as consequences, I'm asking you to look at your actions from the get-go and do not bother considering the consequences.
Okay. Yep.
Is that okay?
That's fine.
So you're conducting your life. Whatever I'm doing, I'd be willing to do. Whatever I'm saying, I'd be willing to say eternally and have that said or done unto me eternally. It's a whole new, different way of looking at life. I mean, you got to find the right moral, better, best, good, right thing, or find only that which you'd be willing to have others do unto you as being good, bad, and indifferent as a consequence. And I'm talking only about your actions. Are you willing to live only your actions in this way? I'm dealing with blue glove sort of thing here.
Okay.
Then I ask you, are you willing to consider the possibility that everything in your life has ever occurred to you in memories or memory, not in time? Is that okay?
Yeah. Don't
make sense. Yep.
What? You say it doesn't make sense?
No, it makes sense. It does.
Is it in time when it occurs?
I can't hear anybody.
I said, wasn't it in time when it occurred? I mean...
No, when it occurred, it for you, everything that occurred for you, occurred in memories. The only reason we use time is to somehow or other get a standard so we can talk about events in a togetherness sort of way. But whatever happened to you happened in memory and did not happen in time. We use time as a collective for all of the individual memories that everyone has, and that every event happened to you in memory, not in time. Does this make some kind of sense?
Yeah.
Even though you may say that happened on the 2nd of May 1972, you're just using this standard to relate it to, so that I'll understand. We have it's kind of like language. We're using time only as a standard, so I could sort of relate that event to me, but it happened to you only in memory.
Yeah, it illustrates the memory line.
Let's assume that's the case, but it doesn't even really represent the memory line, because in memory you have no timeline.
Yeah, I kind of thought of that when I said it. Yeah,
that's right.
It's all like the passages you can throw up and they're jumbly.
And so, like a past life reading, you can put them, they're all jumbly, and then you take them out of that sort of jumble and reassemble them in memory the way you desire or want them to be.
Yep, that's a fact.
But they are for you only in memory, and they were for you at the time they happened, only in memory.
Okay.
Now I'm going to change the subject just slightly. It is frequently declared that all composed things in the universe decompose and are therefore ever-changing and unreal, and certainly not very reliable and not desirable. Well, don't you believe it? For all things are, listen to this, all things are realized anew in every moment. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Remember I said every ensuing moment supplants the previous moment. It supplants the previous moment by the previous moment is realized anew in the next moment. Is that okay?
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, hang on to that, because that's pretty damned important.
Right.
And that means that everything can be realized and realized. Do you understand that?
Oh. Yes. Didn't you say twice the same word?
Yes. I did, but the same word has two meanings.
Yeah, say it again, please.
If everything is realized anew in every moment, that means that everything can be realized anew and realized anew.
Right, because it, the ensuing moment is part of that, is that realized anew, realized anew.
But what does that mean? Doesn't that mean the first realize means to become aware of?
Right.
So everything can, you can become aware of and make that in a different way, in a different context, and make that real.
Yep. That's realized anew.
So that's realizing anew and realizing anew.
And Roger, this isn't even really beginning again, because you're actually moving to begin, because it's not the you that you're continuing that's doing the beginning again.
Beginning again didn't say begin the same damn shit over again.
Right. But I think that
begin again means to realize anew and realize.
Right, okay. That's a good clarification.
We okay with that so far?
Yes,
I am.
If we've talked about up, well, okay, let me see. Let me finish reading this first part. It's only a couple of paragraphs. Then, following that, have you ever considered that all things occur for you in memory and memories, not in time? If things occur in time, there's not a whole hell of a lot you can do about that. It occurred, like Andrew said when the first day of school at first grade, if it occurred in time, he can't do anything about that.
That's right.
But if his first day at school occurred in memory, he can do a whole hell of a lot about that, can he not?
Right. Can, yeah.
Oh, so when we talk about the past is gone and you can't do anything about it and the future hasn't come, we're talking about this generic, you're trapped in time sort of a thing, and then we struggle against time.
Right.
But if you begin to understand that even every moment, in other words, by the time you have received an awareness of an event, it has already happened in memory.
Yeah.
So everything that happens to you happens in memory and memories and does not in fact happen to you in time.
Right.
That's a relief.
We okay?
Yeah.
We're okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I need you to understand that possibility here, because as long as you think it's happening to you in time, there's nothing you can do about that. But if it is in fact happening to you in memory, and it is, then there is a whole hell of a lot you can do about that.
Well, that's good. That's a relief, because I never have enough time. Maybe I can have enough memory, though.
Yes.
Are we okay about this so far?
I can.
Mark.
Yes.
Well, you're finally talking about something we like, so keep going.
What you entrust to memories to live again and again will deceive you.
Oh, like my memory of myself as a personal being?
Will deceive you and discontent you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I hate to say it seems to, but it seems to.
And as a consequence of that, you will struggle endlessly against your own memories and your own discontent.
That's funny. So yeah. I'm struggling against them as fast as I'm manufacturing them.
That's right. And so we have to do something about that. If you're going to be a purple hand instead of a blue hand, then we have to do something with those blue hand and puppet memories.
Okay.
Or you will struggle against those memories and they will hang on to you and you're stuck right there. Is it possible then? No. I'm going to say it as a positive. It is, in fact, you can do a whole lot about every memory that you have. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm.
So then I'm saying is, if you want to change, really, 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 really want to change from blue hand to purple hand, then you must, what I said first of all is, are you willing to conduct your puppet self in a blue hand sort of a way? Now I'm suggesting is that more than just conducting yourself is in a purple hand sort of way, I got to get rid of them damn memories.
Oh yeah, right, sure.
And in fact, we could say that blue hand is only memories in the first place, and if you want to have purple hand and conduct yourself in purple hand, we have to deal with purple hand and give you memories to work with. Is that okay?
Right. I mean, is this kind of like the idea that what's real to me is what has a past?
What? I didn't hear you.
It's kind of like the idea that what's real to me has a past.
Of course.
Has memory.
Of course.
So to be real for myself as a purple hand, instead of debating what's real, I need all purple memories.
You have to give you purple memories or those blue hand, the blue hand or the puppet memories that were blue hand operating going on there will interfere with your ever becoming a purple hand.
Yeah, I totally read you on that.
We okay with it? So, it doesn't do you any good to just change your ways, because your ways are founded on blue hand memories, blue hand puppet memories. Are we okay?
Yes.
I mean, they could work for a while. Oh, I thought I was my physical self. No, you're a spiritual being. You're a blue hand. Oh, okay, that works for a while. But what happens is you have blue hand puppet memories that come back into play, and you go out of remission from your problem, and that's it. Sayonara, goodbye. If we want to give you a fresh start, we have to give you purple hand memories so that you can be fully and completely and live a purple hand.
Yeah.
Does it make sense
to
anybody?
How do I get purple hand memories?
What?
How do I get purple hand memories?
Okay. Well, you have to send in a box top and get a little orphan Annie Dakota ring.
You have also an offer on that.
Okay. Here is a question.
Oh, serious.
Supposing you are living your life and it doesn't have to suck, but it isn't everything you really want. Are you willing to realize yourself as you truly cherish and desire? I don't mean in that to say realize that you can become what you cherish or gain what you desire in any of that, but realize yourself as you truly cherish and desire right now. And in that, then, realize yourself anew. Does that make sense? You see, language and life only gives you to realize what it is that you truly desire to become.
How so?
How does it give you anything else?
Okay, I didn't understand. That's fine. I thought you were saying you only have an awareness of that.
Language doesn't give you any way to realize yourself as you truly desire right now, because your memories, the past, and all of that shit comes in. How can I realize myself as I really, really, really cherish? I remember all these asshole things I did in my life. Are you willing to realize yourself as you truly cherish and desire? And realize yourself, and in that, realize yourself anew.
Sure. Okay.
Yes.
You guys keep your fingers on those mute buttons so you can flip them on and off and give me answers. And then would you be willing to be truly proud of that? See, the sight is what has brought this going at this from a different perspective. So are you then willing to be proud of living, being at, not just living, but being as you truly cherish and desire? Years ago, I asked, when we were talking about declared self, I asked the question, would you be willing to live without hope? And everybody turned green.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that too.
So I asked again, I'll follow through with the whole sentence, are you willing to realize yourself as you truly cherish and desire and realize yourself anew and be truly proud of that? Don't let hope and expectations bar you from your cherished self in life.
Right.
Hope is deadly. Everybody says, oh, well, I got the hope for this, and hope is the greatest force in the universe. It's the most deadly source in the universe. Force in the universe.
And hope bounces you right into the concept of time and future, something to get or go towards.
And it puts you right back in you ain't that, and you hope to become that. So it's like the first hour of this conversation. I don't know how to do that. Okay, so you won't answer the question. Are you willing to live without hope, knowing that hope isn't necessary? You can be that right now. Would you be willing to be Purple Hand in the same body right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you willing to accept that an ever-changing universe is an ever-forgiving universe without judging?
Yes, that makes a lot of sense.
Everybody normally says, oh, it's ever-changing, so it's there's nothing fixed, nothing real, nothing enduring, nothing lasts, it's all an illusion. No, 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 no. An ever-changing universe is like, yesterday I was this and today I am that. And that's forgiveness, and there is no judging in changing from this to that. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're willing to accept... Got an echo. Somebody's got their open mic. Are you all still there?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. So, if we're at an ever-changing universe is an ever-forgiving universe without judging. But even greater than that is a universe that enables you to realize your cherished self and life anew in every moment. And the universe prepares the way. Is that okay?
Yeah. This is great. Yeah.
We okay so far?
So far.
All right. Yeah. Now, let's say, we got to put a lot of stuff together here. So, we go back to you, Patrick. If we talk about those eight things... in that regard. And what I said was, you give me tell me eight things that you are proud of, and I will tell you your eternal being. Now let's change that a little bit. You tell me eight things that you are proud of, and I will tell you your purple hand. Is that okay?
Oh. Sure.
In other words, this is you ordinarily live as a blue hand in a puppet. But by telling me the things that you are proud of, in that regard, I am showing you to your purple hand's nest. Would you be willing to live your purple hand nest?
Oh, hell yeah.
Tell me what you said earlier about the first thing that you are proud of, and let's see if we can put some stuff into this.
Hey, I'm proud of my ability to write precise and concise briefing notes on issues or on matters that I'm working on for my clients.
Okay. Then doesn't this require that you realize really what the client desires?
Yes, that's an essential part of it.
Do you then, in that regard, are you then not realizing yourself?
Yeah, that absolutely follows, yep.
So then in that, you are living, let's say, really, really realizing yourself as being able to realize your clients or anybody. Is that a reasonable thing?
Yeah.
Why the hesitation?
No, I thought you were going to say something after the realize, and I was waiting for whether or not you were going to say something more.
Well, I might.
I've realized.
But I could say, you realize what your clients want, you realize what they desire, but I'm asking you in this regard, is it possible that you could realize who they are?
Yes.
In other words, maybe in all of this, you could not just realize them as Blue Hand, but as Purple Hand, Purple Glove Hand.
I guess that follows, sure.
So, is it possible for you to then say that you, as an eternal being, have the ability to realize and to make real for others the purple handness of themselves, the truth of themselves?
I think that's correct, yes.
I mean, just following the pattern we're going through, because what we're doing is like math or anything else, we're developing a system by which we can apply and understand yourself, not only as a blue hand, but maybe as a purple hand. Is that okay?
That's okay. And so is the suggestion here so far that, for example, myself, I have not realized what that statement meant for myself, and that kept me as a blue hand.
It kept you actually in a lot of ways as a puppet.
Ah, okay.
Because you related it only and specifically to what you're doing with your clients.
Yeah.
I'm saying, wait a minute now. Maybe you get into your blue handness and you realize yourself more so. And in that, then, let's assume, is it possible for you to realize yourself as a purple hand, greater than, in other words, take one step away from the blue hand in a puppet. Could you take one step away from blue hand in a puppet and look at yourself and realize yourself as a purple hand, purple gloved hand?
And yes, I can.
Somebody's got a lot of noise going on.
That's interesting.
It sounded.
I mean, Cokie Frog. I was checking to see if I was muted.
We should have known it was Sharon. Okay. Are we okay so far, Patrick?
Yes, sir, so far.
Now, all we did in taking that. Something that you were proud of, and we realized that into a greater concept of you, did we not?
We did, yes.
As a blue glove. Now we're saying, maybe we could realize you even greater than that if you would be willing to put your energies into this. You see, the problem with your blue hand and your puppet, even though you're not the puppet, you're so closely allied that you're bound to your puppet self.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, well, let's talk about a purple handness. Maybe you could step over into purple handness and take a look at yourself, because purple hand then had just became realized, did it not?
Yes.
So it is, let's say for the moment then, that your purple hand has no real, a whole lot of memories to bind it to your body.
That's correct.
So that then if you could step into your purple handness, in that regard, maybe we could build you anew. Would that be okay?
That'd be kind of neat. I'd be building a fresh set of memories.
I'm just saying, if we could do that, would that be okay?
That would be fine.
And what if you then stepped back into your body and took the place of the blue hand? Would you then not look the same but be entirely other different person?
That's absolutely true, yes.
So when I said if you had a terminal illness, would you be willing to change yourself? If you had a terminal illness, would you be willing to become a purple hand to replace your soul, your blue hand soul? That's really not true, but allow that to be okay. You understand what I'm saying?
There's an image that works, yes.
So when we say, would you be willing to change, I don't mean for you to become and maintain yourself as a blue hand in a puppet and keep doing the same stuff or to do something different. Man, I want you to do something different. I want you to be something different. Are you willing to be something different?
Now that this far into the conversation, I can absolutely, unreservedly say yes.
Okay. Now, we got to an awareness of your purple handness merely by saying, well, give me something that you are proud of, and we will look at that and realize that from an eternal perspective. And that's all we did. Is this okay?
That's correct. Yep, that's all we did.
Okay. What if then, if everything happened to you in memory and memories not in time, what if you went back to every important or insignificant memory that you had and realized it from this perspective of being a purple hand, eternal being that can realize, let's call it, the truth or the real of something?
Then all of those memories would be not only changed, they'd be different.
So then, every event that you ever had, let's say with me for a minute, every event that you ever had with me would be absolutely the same for me.
Yep.
And for you, it would be an entirely different event, realized different. It's a different event for you. And you've just changed your memory of every event into purple handness.
Absolutely. That's really clear now.
If you did that, you see, what we have here is you no longer have blue hand memories struggling against you because you're becoming a purple hand. You work both at living only blue handless or as an eternal being and changing them every memory that you ever had, and all of a sudden there would be Pat, same old Pat body wise, and he would be an entirely different person.
Absolutely, and then your statement of a few minutes ago about realizing yourself as I cherish and truly desire, does that cherish part get the measure I use is that which I'd be proud of?
No, we already know what you cherish. What you cherish most in life is being able to realize and realize the truth of everything in your life.
Ah, okay. So that's okay.
Is it okay to say that is the self and life that you cherish most of all, is to be able to realize and realize anew only those everything that you truly cherish.
Okay, got it.
And that's what you cherish in being able to see and know and interrelate in relationship with everybody else.
Yes, I'm
making
it. I'm ready in note.
And everything in life now becomes a common event for me. It's a cherished memory for you. It isn't mean that the event is the same for you that you then cherish. You realize that event entirely different.
Got it, that's neat.
When you do this, then, you know, I don't care what JC said, this born again in spirit is crap shit. What I want you to do is to be born again in memory. If you're not born again in memory, then those old memories will plague you.
So forgiveness is to be born again in memory.
Forgiveness?
Or to live anew in memory.
Well, don't even bring forgiveness into the issue. It's a non-issue.
Okay.
Because you brought judgments into it. For instance, Andrew, look at your posting on the site. Then are you not, this is what brought this up, then said, because you made the posting, I had to bring this up. It wasn't to come up yet. But, okay, here we are.
Okay.
Then, let's speak of you. Let's speak of you as an eternal being, being the second coming. Forget JC or anything being the first coming. You're being the second coming.
Okay.
So that could you then realize your trauma at going off to first grade of school, the problem that of realizing yourself as the second coming?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. Are you saying how I would assess myself in that? And is that what you mean?
No, I didn't ask you to assess yourself. I said, could you realize yourself? Here you are going up to the school as a little boy, first grade, and et cetera, and you're crying, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, whatever you're doing. Could you then, knowing yourself as the second coming, could you realize that event as the problem of beginning to live as the second coming?
I mean, yeah, when you say it, that's true, I can. To be honest, I can see, like, several different ways to look at these things, and...
And look at what things? Look at what things?
Any event. I guess, you know, I'm
listen very carefully. Listen very, very, very carefully. The reason we went through the eight things to establish an eternal self, which is a purple glove, the reason we did that is that becomes the context of every aspect and memory of your life.
Okay.
Don't give me several. I want you to realize it only relative to your self as an eternal being. I don't want you to say, well, I could be this eternal being or that eternal being or all these other eternal beings. Yes, you could. But as long as you say, well, I could do all of these myriads of things, you ain't never going to get started. And you will only remember it as a blue glove body or puppet, blue glove puppet. I'm trying to make you a purple hand puppet memories. The same way as a privileged self. Declare yourself. Okay, declare yourself as the second coming, and that the declaration then is your purple-handedness. Would you be willing to live your purple-handedness? And that doesn't mean that you live in a different way. You become an entirely different person. Would you be willing to do that?
Yeah.
I could sort of make life a little easier by saying, well, don't worry about your body. You're not the puppet. You're the blue hand. But you've been associated with the blue hand, associated with the body so long that you got 42 years of memories. You can't be a purple hand in the body at all, because you have all these conflicting memories and causings and doings that interfere with you. The question is, would you be willing to consider this as a way to truly become the purple hand that you truly cherish and desire?
I would, yeah.
You okay with this, Patrick?
I am, thank you.
Now let me ask you another question. If your body portrays blue hand, what happens to your body when blue hand is substituted by purple hand?
I suspect the body begins to reflect the purple hand.
Thank you. And it reflects every memory you ever had completely realized anew.
Yeah.
Whereas most of your problems and illnesses in your body are you're remembering the same old crap over and over and over again. If your body has a new self to memory with, to communion with, to partner with, to relationship with, do you not consider that even your body, physical, would change as best it can? Because you've probably done it a lot of damage, but that's okay.
But the body would outpicture then more purple hotness.
That's right. But that would then, would you not, it would be out picturing the purple handness that you truly cherish and desire.
Yes. Yeah.
Is this okay, Patrick?
That's really neat. It reminded me a minute ago of something you said years ago, and I can't remember the exact context, but it was about, maybe it's not such a good idea to keep on doing what you're good at. You may not be doing yourself a favor.
That's right. And in fact, is what you are good at, you could say, is blue hand and body together, but maybe what you really cherish is Purple Hand.
Yeah.
So, even though you, and whereas all the teachings are, go out and find out what you're good at, or what you, what is the thing it is, live what you truly desire, and the rest will take care of itself, or something like that. Yeah, but they don't know what they're talking about in that regard. Because you then have old memories, and even yourself, that blue handness may not be what you truly desire. So when I ask you to change, I don't mean change your body. I don't mean to say change your ways. I'm asking you, are you willing to change the very heart and soul of yourself? If you would say, yes, I would do that, then number one, you need a way now to live that enables you to make eternal decisions, let's call it that, eternal decisions without being trapped in the duality of good, bad, right, wrong. And then, at the same time, you need to be able to change every one of those memories that you acted, that you created when you acted upon as best you could, right, wrong, good, bad. So, here is the question. How the hell do I get this across to you guys? How do I get this across to anybody?
Well, I think you're doing a pretty decent job right now.
Well, I'm doing the best I can, but you see, it's been a two-hour description, and maybe that's what it'll take. But then, if you wonder what all of this crap we've been talking about is about, then it's kind of like, remember, five years ago we started off with Superman. Now Superman wears a certain coat, clothes, but he was also Clark Kent, and Clark Kent wore certain clothes. But the point of it is, then, could you consider Clark Kent as Blue Hand Puppet, wearing his regular hat and his dark suit? And could you then also then consider Superman as Purple Hand, and he has a different, entirely different set of clothes? Did somebody say something, or did I get an echo?
You got an echo.
Okay.
Well, Roger. Yeah. Okay.
How do I get that across? Anybody has any suggestion? It is a simple way of getting that across. I will tell you that that is completely mind-changing, self-changing, life-changing in all its ways. Because then you not only change your actions today to go from here as an eternal being, but you change your memories so that support your being an eternal being. And we even then offer you a picture or image of your most cherished self and desire. That's all I got to offer.
That's all, Dave.
That's all?
That's it.
That's great.
Wowee.
A So this is where we've been going, and essentially then it's discussing all the yeah buts, the ways that you, yeah, you'll do that, but yet you won't do that, you want to hang on to. Well, wait just a minute now. What if you then changed to purple hand? Then you're not the same person, are you?
You're not, no.
And you've changed all of the memories. You are not even the same memories, are you?
No. No.
No.
I think I tried to express that as saying, then you don't continue in life, yet you don't not continue in life either.
Okay,
well, that's all I got to say for tonight.
That's a mouthful.
That's it.
Tremendous, Roger. Thank you.
Okay. Do with it what you will.
Thanks for the memory.